Okay, we're still in Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, which seems to go on forever. Page Resh Aleph in my print, you Resh Yud, and Resh Yud Aleph in yours. What it said is, he's referring now to Gemara in Erevin, that said, Nayach Leladam Shalai Nivra Visha Nivra. That man somehow would have been better off not born rather than born, which he said refers to the neshama alone. And now that he was born, there were two lashaynas. Either you fashvesh b'maisav or you mashmesh. Anybody know the difference between you fashvesh and you mashmesh? They even rhyme. Okay, so he's going to explain what these two methods of self-examination are. You fashvesh and you mashmesh. He says the following. He should check his ma'asim, and yifashvesh means to estimate or to judge whether what he did was proper. Ach, so there are sometimes a person does something that's wrong and he knows he's doing something wrong. And for that, yifashvesh b'maisav is good enough. However, there are times that a person is confused as to what is correct and what is incorrect. And in such a case, the yimashmesh comes into play. Yimashmesh b'maisav, which means as following. L'chach omar v'amri lo yimashmesh b'maisav. Someone checks cloth, which looks good. He wants to see if it's strong or not. And I don't know exactly how you do this. We don't check our clothing to see if it's strong or not. We only care if it looks good. We don't really, I don't think we check much else. But I guess when they tested it was strong, they rubbed it or they tapped it. Or a seicher who checks material would do such a thing. So that's yimashmesh. Who yimashmesh? I said, "Biyad l'bach mechazaki be'emes." Ketzar chadam la'ayin l'dag de tamid b'chol ma'is avesha yasa im toive he be'emes or etzuy l'fnei Hashem yisbarach. Now this fits the theme he mentioned earlier in Pirkei Avos, where the idea of midas toivis is always a lavush, is always compared to clothing, so that. He said the Gemaras that refer to different Gemaras which appear to be referring to clothing are also are references to Midas Taivas. For example, Rabbi Yochanan said he didn't call his clothing, he called the Begadav Michabdoisai, that which gives me honor. Which by its simple reading of the Gemara, it means that if you dress in a respectable fashion, then you look respectable. But the Gra, quoted from the Gra, that the references to begadim, to clothing, are midas taivis. Because really, the midas taivis that a person has are what gives the person, the chabdaisai, makes him worthy of honor, or not worthy of honor. And here he's saying, yimashmesh b'maisav, meaning he should examine, his maisim, whether they're proper or not. Whether what he's doing is good or not. Well, the Chayin Omar Gam Kam Beis Devarim. Getting back to the Mishnah, it says someone who learns Torah Lishma. So we said Nehenim Imenu Eitza V'Sushia. Sounds like the same thing. Eitza is counsel. You get wise counsel from such a person. V'Sushia, I guess, means helpful counsel. Seems very much the same. So he explains Eitza Leida Ichlis Na'ib Meisav. Eitza is to get the cold facts. What should a person do? He should do such and such. So Shia is an Eitza which has greater depth. The Pasuk in Iyav says, Sushia is sort of a double examination, or a double counsel. So this is the idea. The Kuzari begins, with a dream of the king of the Khuzars. He had a dream in which he was told that his intentions are noble, his intentions are good, and his actions leave something to be desired. In other words, he had a good intent and a good plan to do things that were correct, but that's not enough. You have to know what is correct and what's not correct, and that way you can do it. So those are the two steps he's talking about. Ubina shiyavin davar mitach davar bezeh. Then it mentions bina, which is understanding davar mitach davar, being able to compare things. Ugevura achazel is gabriel ayetzah b'chalois. Even after all the yetzes you have, you still have to have the strength to carry it through. Zei yahakol api tayrish nemar li yetzah sushia ni bina li gevura. So this is the explanation of the continuing. Our Mishnah continues with all the attributes of someone who learns Torah Lishma. So he has these four, which he explains are steps. Consistently, when a Tana said two things or three things, he tried to explain them as steps. So he says, Eitza is to have the right idea. So Shia is to have a depth of understanding of what he's doing. What he's doing is right. Bina is to compare one thing to another. And Li Gevura, and follows that, is the strength to be able to carry through. It's one thing to know what to do, another thing to be able to carry through. Now, it's interesting that Chazal say that a woman has strength in Bina. Vayiven Hashem Elokim Hatzelah, that says Hashem created Chava with the Lashon Vayiven. So it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Bina Yesera B'Isha. A woman has the midah of Bina, which he explains, Chazal explained, is lahavin davar mitach davar. Sometimes to be able to extrapolate, that's from the kaychas of a woman. V'zel ma'am ha'tar b'mishlai kim yitzah ha'yetzal ha'taysa midei derech al ha'roysalai alav erishi mitzvah. Sometimes Yetzahara tries to make him stray by convincing him that an aver is a mitzvah. Kosh amru Yetzahara shayftan, ratzalaymer. He hamayra hayra lehem laharis lehem heter. The Yetzahara is a lamdin. He knows how to find a heter. Hine aydea Torah yavin esais. Through studying Torah, a person can catch the Yetzahara. Gama yadeha Torah yachal es gabra la Yetzah kamashakas of li gavura hanu Yetzahara yarenu aydea taiva. So gavura is when the Yetzahara tries to convince him of something, when the Yetzahara tries to convince him naver is a mitzvah yini bina, understanding. When the Yetzara says it's wrong, but tries to be Ma'ir the Taiva, then that's Li Gevura. Mishnah Berurah writes in his introduction to Hilchos Shabbos that if a person doesn't learn Hilchos Shabbos, he can't possibly keep Shabbos. Even if his intention is good and his plans are good and he wants to do everything, but without the learning, so a person will think an Aveir is a mitzvah, a person will think an Aveir is a Rishus, but mistakes can happen, and sometimes a small shinoi can make a difference between something that's a mitzvah and something that's an aveira. Somebody who makes a bracha is doing a mitzvah. Someone who makes a bracha in a place he's not allowed to is doing an aveira. So Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer Geder Olam writes that Lasid Lavai, people will come to the Yom HaDin, and they'll have the scales with the mitzvahs on one side, averas on the other side, and the angels are going to come marching in with this pile of brachas, and they'll put it on the scale, and the man will say, hey, you put it on the wrong side of the scale, you know, it should go on the mitzvah side, not on the avera side. Because he, in his mind, it's a mitzvah, but if a person doesn't, it makes a bracha in front of an erva, in front of a beis hakiseh, in front of a ashpa, in a case where it's an avera, it gets put on the other side of the scale. Now the pasuk says li eitza, it refers to Torah itself. The Torah is the source of eitza. I saw, I have to remember where, one of the Talmidim of the Divrei Chaim, the Tzanzer Rav, writes that he once hid in his room when the Rebbe, the Tzanzer Rebbe would take people would wait in the ante room, and they'd come in one at a time, and they'd ask for a bracha, they'd ask for an eitzah, and they, so one of his Talmidim hid in his room to see, what exactly goes on. So there were times where he would tell the shamus to wait a little bit before he calls in the next person. And he would be hiding there, he would see that when he did that, he would pull out a Mishnayis. And he would learn Mishnayis. And I don't know exactly how he got him to explain it, but he said he explained to him that it's like recharging the batteries. You know, if people come in, you got to recharge your battery. How do you recharge your batteries? So it says that regarding the Torah, that The Torah says that I am the source, li Eitzah, I am the source of Eitzah, and Tushia, and Bina, and Gvura. So he would recharge his batteries by hopping around some learning. I guess between recharging others, he would recharge himself in that manner. Va'amar, ani bina li Gvura, ki yadua, shatar mateshas kecha shaladam. In other aspect, is because Torah weakens a person's energy in Cain. Through a person's working on Torah, he'll think that he'll be too weak to carry. So Torah study itself weakens a person, but by being connected to the Rabbi Nishalaylam, it gives him strength. And they send us like Malchus and Memshala. He refers to it in Nefesh HaChayim. The famous difference between Malchus and Memshala, the Gra says Malchus is when you have a willing subject, and Memshala is when it's forced to dictator. So, Ki Lashem Hamlucha Umayshal Bagayim. So God is the Melech, the willing Melech, willing subjects by Klal Yisrael, and he's a Mayshal Bagayim. And, Allah said, Lavai, Hashem will be Melech al Kol Haaretz. U'megala lo'i razei Torah. I had mentioned once that Rav Shor writes regarding the poem Haderes Ve'emuna L'chai Olamim, Habina V'abrach L'chai Olamim, that every set of things there, in its depth of understanding, are opposites, things that usually don't go together. And by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by God, they go together. So, for example, Hoid v'Hadar, I remember he says that Hoid is inner beauty, and Hadar is outer beauty. And usually they don't go together. Someone has inner beauty, doesn't patchka too much with the outer beauty. But L'chai Olamim, it goes together. So it says there, HaMalchus v'Memshala L'chai Olamim, that's Melech HaMemshala, which could be opposites, and by God they're one. U'megalin lei razei Torah. Now here, refers to, and you know, Razei Torah are Kabbalistic ideas, that Razim are secrets. U'megalin lei Razei Torah.
What's the difference between that and
Sod? Sod and Sod are the same. Raz is just, it's not an expression, I mean, there must be some fine difference between them. It's the same idea. Raz of the Shabbos, Yish Shabbos, right? So he explains like this. Kibam is Kala Razin beside the Satira. So he calls it Razin beside the Satira. If your eyes are bright enough, you can see it clearly in the Torah. But it's like you have an inscription and you have mud over it. You can't see the inscription. Even on simple things, sometimes a person works very hard. And this, which after he understands, he wonders, Ameze Torah Harbe Bezeh, and he wonders why he was so much Riachalai Dover Pashadu, Acha Odom Lepa'amim Mukha Bisan Veirim. It is that way. In English, they call it a stream of consciousness, which is that sometimes a person needs a lot of time to understand something, and sometimes the mind grasps an idea quickly. When you're sharp, you can catch things quickly. And at a moment of when you're tired, you look at something 10 times till you understand it. So he says that's the way it is with Torah learning. That sometimes the worst of a person looks very hard on an easy thing. He says, I wonder, why did it take me so long? I jump back a few lines. So part of learning Torah Lishma is that Hashem gives him a clear vision to understand. Uncover my eyes and I'll understand the wonders of Torah. So it's a fundamental thing that no person can know secrets of Torah if he doesn't know Torah Sanigla. The person who doesn't know the parts of Torah that are non-Saidais is not going to understand Saidis at Torah. So I heard Avgadal Yeshur years ago when the Rimnitzer came from Russia with all he was, he did a lot of incredible maifsim. He was in Russia, in communist Russia. He was a Kaddish in Torah, and he came here, and this Rav Shor's son told me that his father was very misupik about the Rimnitzer, where these kaiches come. They come from Tuma, from Tara, because he did incredible things. So one of the stories that somebody who came out with him told Rav Gedal Yeshur was that during the month of Elul in Russia, the Rimnitzer would pack up his bags. And you know, he worked on davening, you know, 7, 8, 9 hours a day. But for Elul, he traveled, he was a sheikhet, he traveled from town to town, and shechted, he said, people, at least Elul, before the Yom HaDin, should have kosher meat. And he traveled from town to town, and, you know, gave up his secluded life to make sure people had kosher meat. And he said, once he heard that, he said, okay, if his Torah Sanigla is pure, is with Mesiris Nefesh, so then his Torah Sanister is pure as well. So that's the idea that Megalalei Razei Torah comes as a follow-up, as a continuation. Dr. Steyer gave me a biography of the Rimnitzer. So he writes, very interesting. The Rimnitzer was very into mikveh. Someone who didn't go to mikveh shook his hand, he'd run to the mikveh. How he knew the person who shook his hand was, had gone to the mikveh, hadn't gone to the mikveh, so that, you know. So he writes there that there were times he was in a place where there was no mikveh. He would get 10 Jews to hold hands in a circle. He would go in the center. He would make like he's dipping in the mikveh. And he'd go, oh, a heisa mikveh, you know. With 10 Jews around him in a circle, that would be his means of purification. Now, how that works, I have no idea. But the point is that the Razei Torah have to come after the Nigla in Torah. And, I mentioned to you that I told someone, there's a certain person, the Mekubal, who's going to help him. I asked, I told him, you go to him, just ask him how many blot there are in Mesechtes Bechairis, how many prokim there are in Mesechtes Temura. You know, I'm not telling you to give him a hog for hair, you know, just basics. If he doesn't know that, then the Soda Satara are not real either. That's his idea, Megalon Le Razei Torah, it comes together. And one more paragraph, Nasa Kamayin Shein a Paisik, Ukanar Shemes Gabra Vahilech. And a person who's Tel Shema is like a unceasing river. Behatokes Ubenefesh Achaim, Kamayon Hamizgaber. Apima Shekosim Mayon Nirpash Umakor Mishla Sadik, Motlif Ne Rasha. Shekamay Hamayin, Shinistim Berefesh Vetit. Just like if you have a stream that's stuffed with mud, and then the Mayon is stronger and it overflows this dam. Through the great power of the stream of water opens the where it's blocked. Offer Thomas, and through the rushing water the mud melts. And it goes back to the way it was. A tzaddik who's suffering in the hands of a rasha, if he learns Torah Lishma, he'll be like a mayon that overcomes it. Even a person is drowning in evil, so this is an idea that even a person does averis, he should be Isaac and Torah. There's an Peladik Gemara. The Gemara says about the Churban, that Tairasi Azavu. The Navi says that they didn't study Torah. So there's an expression that the Gemara says that God said, Halavai, Isi Azavu, v'Tairasi Lomadov. If they would have, even they'd be Rishayim. But if they continue to study Torah, so the Gemara says, Ha'ma'ar Shaba, Yazirena Lomutav. The light of Torah would make the person return to good. Zel kamayon hamizgaber. That's this mishnah. Someone who is Torah Lishma is like a mayon hamizgaber. V'amar kadosh any place of mispasha v'leilat ken yifutza mayanos of chutza b'talmidim rabim. So the first thing is mayon hamizgaber, that it overcomes the ra, and now shene paisik mispasha v'leilat is the source for someone to have talmidim.